Plot involves an international ring of criminals who traffic in fake and stolen antiques. The heroine in the novel, a journalist named Lucy Luckstone, breaks the story and eventually solves the case with the help of Detective Buck Albemarle. The two characters appear again in the novel Framed. This time, a thief steals a valuable painting from an art museum while Lucy Luckstone is on a behind-the-scenes tour. Lucy is framed for the theft, and Detective Albemarle has to clear her name. I didn't know if Drowned would have revealed anything helpful, but I didn't have a copy of it. I was on my second cup of tea when Bess came into the kitchen. "So, what did you find out?" Bess asked eagerly as she helped herself to a mug of coffee. "Any insight into the Avondale crime spree?" "Well, I think there's a pretty good chance I'm right about someone borrowing crimes from Lacey's books," I explained. "But I don't even know where to begin in terms of motive."
"How about Alice Ann?" George said as she shuffled into the living room. "You said she didn't seem to like Lacey or Paige all that much."
I nodded. "Could it really be that easy?"
"Who else?"
"Lacey?" Bess yawned from the couch. "It sounds crazy, but who else knows her books better than the one who wrote them?" Bess had made a good point. But as much as I would love to talk to Lacey, we had already been warned by Sheriff Garrison to stay away. Far away. I wasn't sure if anyone would be willing to talk to strangers from out of town, no matter how friendly people from Avondale appeared. George looked thoughtful.
"Well, you're probably the only person in town who's made the connection between the two crimes," she said.
"Ian and the sheriff might figure it out as well, but something tells me you have a leg up on those two, at least for a little while. The sheriff thinks we're stalkers, remember?"
I answered.
"I know. But the girls in town did know that the Pages fire sounded similar to Burned. Maybe it would make sense if we let people know about the connection between the two crimes. What do you think?"
George didn't look too happy.
"Do we really have to get involved in this, Nancy? Can't we let the sheriff take charge for once?"
My friends knew me better than that. If there was even a possibility that these occurrences were copycat crimes, then I couldn't ignore them. And it didn't mean they would stop.
Lacey O'Brien had written a number of mysteries, and the person or persons behind the fire and the theft had more than enough material to keep them going.
I frowned at George.
She and Bess both sighed.
"Okay, Nancy," Bess finally said. "What do we do next?"
I got up from my chair and walked into the kitchen area to pour myself another cup of tea. "I was thinking I might give Ned and his dad a story for the Bugle, and if they want to run it, they would be free to do so."
Bess nodded. "And you'll get this story by
saying I'm a Bugle reporter, of course, and that I'm following Lacey O'Brien's rare appearance and book signing in the quiet hamlet of Avondale."
"Hamlet?"
George said.
"I'm going to give Ned a call right now," I said.
"And then I'll do the dishes.
Promise."
My boyfriend, Ned Nickerson, is a part-time reporter and news editor at the River Heights Bugle, his dad's paper. The Bugle covers a wide area encompassing three counties, including Avondale, so the chances were good that Ned and his dad would be interested in the story. I quickly filled him in on what had happened yesterday, and he agreed that both crimes...